Om Shanti. Today we are beginning a new Murli. This is the Avyakta Murli of 2nd February 2004. 24th point. You are ancestors and also worthy of worship. Today, Bab Dada is looking at the most elevated souls from everywhere. Each and every child is an ancestor and worthy of worship. That is why all of you are the roots of this Kalpa tree. You are also the trunk. The trunk is automatically connected to the branches, twigs and leaves of the whole tree. So do all of you consider yourselves to be the elevated souls who are the ancestors of the whole tree. Just as Brahma is called the great great grandfather, together with him, all of you are also master great great grandfather. The ancestor souls have so much self-respect. Do you stay in that intoxication? Out of all the souls of the world, no matter which religion they belong to, you are the ancestors who are the images of support in the form of the trunk of all souls. Therefore, because you are ancestors, you are also worthy of worship. All souls automatically continue to receive Sakash through you ancestors. Look at the images of the tree. Even the last leaf of the tree receives Sakash from the roots. What is the task of ancestor? The task of ancestor is to sustain everyone. Even in the world outside, whether it is sustenance of physical energy through food or through study, you receive sustenance to fill you with power. So with the sustenance from you ancestor souls, all souls are sustained with the power you have received from the Father. This is the Avyakta Murli of 2004. And Baba is telling, who are you? You are ancestors. What is your task? Is to sustain the whole world. You are at the roots. You are the trunk. Not a single leaf should be left out. You have to sustain each and every leaf, each and every twig, each and every branch of this Kalpa tree, because you are ancestors, you are forefathers, you are progenitors of this world. You are the images of support. You are the images of support. So now the question is, how to give spiritual sustenance to souls? First method Baba has already told, to get situated in this self-respect that I am ancestor. Purvach. This is a self-respect we take. I am Purvach. I am progenitor, forefather. I am the ancestor soul of this Kalpa tree. I am at the root. That's why I have to sustain the entire tree. So second is this sense of responsibility. Ki I have to do this task because I am ancestor. So I have this responsibility on me, on myself, to sustain the whole tree. If I do not sustain the whole tree, the branches, the fruits, the twigs, everything will get shriveled up. So I have to sustain. Second is this. So we will discuss about what are the different ways of giving spiritual sustenance. Yes, Shraddhavan. What are the different ways of giving spiritual sustenance? Adhyatmik palana. In what are the manner, what are the ways, what are the methods of giving spiritual sustenance to different souls, whether they are in Gyan or not in Gyan. Yeah? Mental service. That is the highest form. First is Mansa Seva. Then accepting them as they are. We have a small amount of hatred for them. Why? Because they are given to the life of materialism. Because they are living a life of indulgence. And we have given up all those worldly pleasures. And we see that they are running after money, wealth, all those things. So somewhere, in some corner or some nook of our heart, we have that feeling that these are not good people. They do not love God. They are not spiritual people. They are all materialistic people. So we have that little, a small tinge of hatred for those souls. Unless and until we have that dislike, grina, nafrat, this hatred for those souls, we can't help them. So we have to remove this from our heart. Because we are the most merciful souls of this earth, of this world. So, what are the other methods of giving spiritual sustenance? You should have stock of powers within yourselves. Then only you can empower them. If you want to empower others, the first step is empower your own soul. You are not empowered and you have started empowering others. They will pull you towards you. towards themselves. You are also gone with them. When I have not become strong and I go and try to make somebody else strong, what will happen? I am not filled with positivity and I am going to negative people to pull them into positivity. Rather than pulling them into positivity, they will pull me into their negativity. And this often occurs. Most of the people who are living in household, they try to bring in Gyan their relatives. But they themselves are not very strong and they keep on narrating, recounting this knowledge again and again to them, to the extent that the relatives get irritated because of these people. And they are somewhere becoming an obstruction in Baba's service. Because the way they narrate is entirely different. So that is one thing. Then what are the other ways? So you should be filled with all the powers. Then only you can empower others. So one of the ways of giving spiritual sustenance is self-service. Next. Give respect to them. As I said in the very first point, we have a small amount of, little amount of disrespect for them. Hatred for those souls. So long as we are having hatred for those souls, we can't help have the feeling of mercy, unlimited attitude for everyone, no matter who they are, what they are, what work they do, no matter whatever they do, because they all are children of God. Only thing is that the level of awareness is much less in them. In us, it is more. Otherwise, they are same as we. They are also souls, we are also souls. The difference is in the level of awareness. They are at this level of awareness, we are at this level of awareness. That is the only difference. So give respect. Then have good wishes and pure feelings for them. This is a very big subject. Good wishes and pure feeling for each one of the souls of the world. For everyone. This is a great task. But yes, just even by repeating the same things, that I have good wishes for everyone, all those feelings actually would start arising in our heart. So good wishes and pure feeling. Next. Free from waste thoughts here. We change ourselves and next. We become a practical example in front of them. Okay, that is one thing. Our experiences. Yeah, you change ourselves and change others. That's what she said. You embolden yourself, you empower yourself so that you can empower others. So first is self-service is done. Next, for them what to do? Merciful we already covered. We have to become merciful. Yes? According to their mentality, give knowledge. It is not that same people we give the same measures. There was in Western philosophy, there is a bed. One bed is there. That bed is known as Procrustes. Procrustes. P-R-O-C-R-U-S-T-E-S. Procrustes. It is known as. So how that bed has come? There is a one bed which is known as Procrustes bed. Long back, there was one person. Actually, some people say he was a robber, or some say he was a king or emperor. So what he used to do, whenever any guest would come to his place, to his palace, some say he was a robber, he would make them sleep on one bed. Okay, that was a golden bed. He would give them, he would show a lot of hospitality. But there was one rule. That guest should fit in that bed. If that person doesn't fit in that bed, if he is a bigger, he would cut his legs. That was his philosophy. If that person is shorter, he would ask his soldiers to stretch that person. So from that, this is a story. It's a real story. From that word has come, Procrustes bed. So that bed means to... Procrastination is different. It's the name of person. That is a delay. Procrastination is different, which is a thief of time. That is different. This is the name of a person, Procrustes, P-R-O-C-R-U-S-T-E-S. So this is Procrustes is the name of a bed. So this bed, so from that the Western has developed one philosophy. So named after the same person, like you have to feed a child every 4 hours. Whether the child is hungry or not, and all children you have to be fed like this. Means this Procrustes was a mathematician in one way. So there is a group of people, they are known as these, ki they do everything mathematically. If this is to be done like this, it is to be done like this for all, for everyone. But everybody should fit that bill, as he used to do. It's like for mother, if mother has got 4 children, and she thinks that she has to feed every child, every 6 hourly, whether the child is hungry or not. If child is not hungry, she will force. You have to eat, because now it's the time. It's the time, so you have to eat. So this philosophy, you know, so that is what social wise said is, judge the soul. Check the pulse. Know with what motive he has come to you. He has come to you because he wants success in his studies, and you have started teaching him brahmacharya. He has come to you to learn meditation. You are teaching him about God. He is not interested in God. What he has come for? That is a very important thing to understand, to know. So give sustenance by knowing souls. Then, next. We are one family, no? How to give sustenance? From, that is self, everything is included in that. What are the other ways? Happiness? I couldn't hear. Pardon? Yeah? You can give happiness to them. Okay. Then, what are the ways of giving spiritual sustenance? Just bring in front of all the seniors of this yajna, or bring Brahma Baba or all the dadis, how they gave sustenance to all the newcomers. How, what way they got surrendered. How they surrendered themselves. Otherwise, why will they surrender? You go to the world, you can earn so much position and so much things one can do in the outside the world. Why they came here and what spell she cast upon them. So what she gave is, she or they or all the seniors, love. So we have to give sustenance to soul through unconditional love. It's not that you are inviting some guest and you have all those vested interests within you, that we have invited him, and all those things keep on going. Little selfless, absolutely selfless, it is difficult to become. One cannot become 100% selfless, but try to become less selfish. That way we can try to become as less selfish as possible in serving others. The person should not feel that because I am a rich person, these Brahma Kumaris are giving so much respect to me. They get that feeling because they have seen the world. They know everything. They have been to so many other spiritual institutions in the world, so they know that. So that is why give them selfless love. Love, and that too selfless love. So that is the one way. What are the other ways in which Baba or Dadi gave sustenance? Give time. That is a very important thing. You have to give time to those souls. Listen to their problems. What are their problems? Offer them solutions. Not force anything on them. Trust them. Forgive them for whatever mistakes they have done. You have to forgive them. No matter what they have done. You have to forgive them, because without this unconditional pardon, because otherwise they will leave this gyan. They have done some mistake, some blunder. They have committed it. But then you have to get situated in the unlimited stage and look at them. So, forgiveness. Then, respect, he already said. Next, you encourage them. Even try to know their limitations. You can't expect from them too much perfection from everyone. If suppose some sevadhari comes here and you give him one task and he commits blunder, he doesn't do it. He has his limitations. He has his intellect. It's not that everybody is so intellectual that if you give 10 instructions, do this, and he comes back and say, I have done everything. No, you give 10 instructions, he has made everything hodgepodge. He has just missed everything, messed everything. So this is possible. Not everybody is as intelligent as you are. It's not that if some sevadhari comes and you teach him, prepare some halwa or whatever, and you rely on him and you go away. He will commit a blunder. And then you come and say, why you did this? And you start shouting at him. That's not the way. You understand his limitations, his intellect, his sanskars, his capacities, capabilities. They are limited. So give them that seva only. So that is one thing. Then, how to give sustenance? So you can help them. You can give them help in getting rid of their sanskar or habits. You provide them help, give them time, give them advice, suggestions, all those things. Then, yeah? Don't spread rumors. Don't spread their weakness amongst the gathering. Don't keep on talking about them that this person has this weakness or that weakness. Rumor mongering. Don't do that. Gossip mongering. Gossip monger we don't have to become. So this gossip mongering is a great virus which has already entered. It's a virus. Gossip mongering. To talk about others' weaknesses, what they are doing, where they are up to, what they will do, what has happened to him, why he has been transferred from this department to that department, why that brother is not seen, all those gossip mongering. There is always, Dadi used to call Suneheri Toli. Dadi Janki used to say this is a Suneheri Toli. It's a golden group, golden team. They sit together and they discuss everything what is happening. And they think that if you don't know all these things, you are a fool. Such a simpleton. You don't know anything. So they think themselves to be very clever. To come for one day and to gather all the information. What's happening here? What's happening to him? This is gossip mongering. They are actually damaging that other person. And also themselves, that is another thing. But they are doing a great damage to that soul. Irreparable damage. If suppose that is not true, then what are you up to? Yeah? Compare? Criticize? Complain. Compete also. So, in one of the class we had made list of C's long back. What are the things we don't have to do? C. Okay, what are the other ways of giving spiritual sustenance? There are few others remaining. Call in for festivals, invite them. This is the way to give spiritual. Give them gifts. Give them gifts, give them toli. Give them books, give them bhog, give them all gifts, all gifts, everything is included. Another is drishti. Give sustenance through your drishti. Through your drishti. You have to give sustenance through drishti. Amrit vele, sakash, that's the first point. Sakash, drishti, then gifts. That's told. Then? Friendship. Make friendship with them. But there should be lake in between. Spiritual friendship. But beware of spiritual friendships. They have many loopholes. Spiritual friendships have many loopholes. So, spiritual friendship is a good thing, but there should be detachment. Otherwise, if you get involved, you're gone. They may misuse you, or many things are there in that. It may take you towards vice also. So all those things are there. Then, support in emergency cases. You have to become a support system so that they can approach you, they can come to you and give them, so you can give them support. This is the way all the souls are sustained. You have to give spiritual sustenance to all the souls of the world. And don't talk about, complain about them. Like some person has come for seeking help to you and he has come at a very odd time. You get irritated. Why he has come now? In sometimes, you know, centers also it happens. The people come at an odd time to take courses. Now, he doesn't know anything. He has heard it somewhere and so he approached center. But he is not treated very well sometimes. So, you have to see this. Because we have to give spiritual sustenance at the cost of our comforts and conveniences. At the cost of our own comfort and conveniences. Last Sunday's Murli. Brahma Baba's Tyag, Tapasya and Seva. He has facilitated all the facilities, but he did not use it for himself. He preferred that old building. So Tyag of what? Tyag of one's own comforts. We don't want to leave our comfort zone. So comforts and conveniences. If suppose by any way we become inconvenient, our mind resists. All spirituality is gone, thrown out of window. The moment we are inconvenienced. Suppose we are sitting in a car and we are sitting near the window and somebody comes and says, you go inside, let me sit near the window. And you are in between, you can't sit properly. That time you feel little uncomfortable. So many things, this is a small situation. So at the cost of our own comforts and conveniences. will have to give up, renounce these things, because if you want to give sustenance to others. So this is the way of giving spiritual sustenance. You can churn more on this topic, how to give adhyatmik palana, spiritual sustenance to the weaker sections of the society. They are so weak, they have no understanding of knowledge, nor there is any hope that they will fully devote, surrender themselves to this yajna. No, they are just come for small. They have come to take a very small section, small part of their fortune. So give them that, that's it. Give them Mansa service. You have to first, that's why it said, check the pulse. Check the pulse and then only give the knowledge. This is a knowledge where every sentence, every word is a jewel. So don't waste this. Don't waste this knowledge by just talking in front of anybody. That's why. That is why you have to be ancestor. That's why you have to think that I am merciful. That's why we are at the roots. I am the world mother. I am the world father. So, spiritual sustenance. Whatever points we discussed, everybody can write it down again and make it a list of about 15 or 20 points. Okay? Om Shanti.